This is the first chamber music festival, to my knowledge, in the Gulf South region. And I find this slightly amusing because we have every other sort of festival.
Violinist Jenna Sherry is the artistic director of the newly formed Birdfoot Chamber Music Festival, and she couldn't be happier that her dream of celebrating this intimate music in her hometown is now a reality.
This festival has been 2 years in the planning and probably longer in gestation. 2 years ago, I started talking to friends here and colleagues I respected, and in particular, Dr. Fred Kushner, who's been a mentor for me since I was in high school, and just mentioned this idea to him. You know, someday, wouldn't it be cool to have a chamber music festival here? And he said that he'd been dreaming of something like this for a long time, and that was one of the pushes for me that made me think, well, yeah, maybe we could actually do this. And then we just started working on it, started talking to people and talking to musicians, talking to community members, audiences, writing grants, and 2 years later, here we are.
A viable chamber music festival, which borrows its name, Birdfoot, from the Mississippi River Delta.
When you look at it from above, it branches out and looks like a birdfoot. So it's a geological term that we've borrowed to tie ourselves to the river and the region.
Sherry says Birdfoot's mission is threefold.
There's that live music element of wanting to take this music out in the community, share it with the community, and bring in people who may or may not have much familiarity with chamber music, but know and love great live music. On the other side, I noticed that there were a lack of programs that gave young professionals a platform in the U.S. in general and in the music professional in general. And I started looking around and realizing that that was a niche we could fill. So I wanted to build a platform for these really talented emerging artists in a place where they would be really appreciated and could form connections with the community. The third facet was I wanted to build some opportunities for serious high school musicians in the community.
Several musicians will take to the stage in three concert venues around the city, including international artists such as
Danny Driver, who is well known and beloved by local audiences who mostly know him as a solo pianist. So in this festival, you'll get to hear him play in chamber ensembles. We also have a member of the Borromeo String Quartet, one of the most prominent string quartets in the U.S. right now, coming, Chris Tong, and Jonathan Chu, who is a violist in the Philadelphia Orchestra, who's also a violinist, and he's done all sorts of things. In fact, he even told me that he's on the rock band Vampire Weekend's last album. So he's done everything. So they're coming, and then we have 10 young professional emerging artists coming. And these are some of the most talented and exciting young musicians who are interested in chamber music of their generation, people who are in their late 20s, early 30s. So it's 13 musicians total to play chamber music, and these are really, in a way, fresh collaborations that have never happened before.
Tonight's festival concert opens in the new performance hall at the old U.S. Mint in the French Quarter at 400 Esplanade Avenue at 8 p.m.
This concert will feature three works, a Fauré piano quartet, a Britten string quartet, Britten's last quartet, in fact, a very special piece that he composed partly in Venice that's filled with kind of water and the character of Venice. And for me, that somehow really fits well in New Orleans. And then Brahms's piano quintet, which is just one of the best pieces of the chamber repertoire out there.
The festivities continue with a concert Friday at the Lowe's Piazza d'Italia, featuring works by Bartok, Brahms, and Dvorak. The party winds down with a gala celebration concert Saturday at Tulane University's Dixon Hall, with works by Beethoven, Dvorak, and Schumann. For more information, you can check the website birdfootcmf.org. WWNO is a media sponsor. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.